747 Sports Radio 610. John and Lance joining us right now, as he does every week. Coach Slocum and friends on a mobile. Coach Slocum on a mobile driving around here in Houston, Texas this morning with his friend in the car with him, Mac Brown, on a mobile. They're both brought to you by Gordon Richardson and Associates. If you're looking for insurance, call Craig Roberts and Gordon Richardson. You see here, Craig Roberts did their spot. How good is that? All right, so Coach Slocum on a mobile joins us this morning. Coach Slocum on a mobile, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing good. Gordon went big time, went out there and snatched Craig Roberts to do a little promo for him.
How's that? You know you're big time. You're getting that. You're getting Craig Roberts now. Hey, Coach Slocum on a mobile, let's talk a little bit about that high-powered Aggie offense this week against Arkansas State.
I'll tell you what, you know, looking around the country this week, that was impressive. They came out, and it's like, you know, they picked up right where we left off. It was impressive showing. I think they had 250 yards of offense. So I know the fans were once again excited. They had a new era, a new coach up there, a new offensive scheme, and they came out and just really laid the wood to Arkansas State.
Right. They did. 26-11.
There's another laid the wood reference here on the
final
show.
There. And that they
what
did.
About that quarterback controversy, Coach?
It was a battle. I mean, those guys, you know, they combined for, I think, 150 yards passing. How do you pick? I mean, it's pick your poison. They only threw two interceptions. I could see that one until they settle before the big Baylor game. That's going to be a quarterback battle that the country watches.
I don't think there's any question about that. All right, now you're doing games for Fox. The game, I guess, everybody's going to be looking at. Alabama, Oklahoma, how you see this one?
Well, this will be tough. Two storied programs, and of course, you know, Bama had a tough off year. They had three different coaches come in there in just a matter of months. But I think they had, you know, Don Shula's a good hire. He had some Super Bowl wins down there with the Dolphins. He's a storied coach himself. So I think they're pleased with what Coach Shula can do down there.
Well, Coach, it's his son, Mike.
Yeah, you know, Don, Mike, they come out there. The good thing about the pick, you know, John, is he's got no college head coaching experience. He's never been an assistant in college. So he's got that going for him. And, of course, he makes his girlfriends leave the hotel before breakfast.
Yeah, right.
That helps, too. And you got to figure with the kid out there, dad's going to be around, hanging around, and it's just a matter of time before he kind of takes over and starts doing his own thing anyway, right, Coach?
Well, that's true. You know, you got a lot of influence there. You know, people always getting their hands in the Alabama program, but I'm going to take the Tide this week, take the points. You know, last week I think my only game I dropped was the Rice game. So, I had Arkansas State, I had Texas, and I had one other one. You know, who knows what it was? But I think I was pretty sure I was 3-1.
Okay. All right. Well, as a matter of fact, speaking of Texas, we understand that you're riding around right now with Coach Mac Brown on a mobile. So maybe you could pass the phone over to him.
Well, we're going to have some guests this year, and then Mac's my first one this week, and we'll let you talk to him here.
All right. Coach Mac Brown on a mobile. We want to welcome Coach Mac Brown into the show. How you doing, Coach?
Well, John and Lance, I'm doing just fine. It's good to be back on the radio here in Houston, Texas.
Coach, you got to – I tell you what, it was the weather was not nice last week at Darrell K. Memorial Royal Stadium, Jamail Field, Bob Moses Fieldhouse. But the result was nice for you, 66 points. Granted, the offense only outscored the defense and special teams by one touchdown, but you got it from all over the field.
Well, we did. And, Lance, you know, the skies were angry that day, my friend. And as we came into the University of Texas, you know, some of our fans were angry. And but we had a great showing. You know, we missed Chris Sims. Chris Sims was a beautiful, beautiful player. He was 6'4". He had blonde hair. And we're going to miss guys like that. You know, I think – Chris had beautiful pectoral muscles, and we like to stare at them. But Vincent Young, he's his own Adonis, and I think that he's going to be a kid that we can really look forward to. And the little New Mexico guys were just bouncing off his legs Saturday night. So I think there's big things coming out there for Vincent Young.
And what about Chance Mock? You haven't even commented on Chance yet. I mean, Vincent Young, that's fine, but you've already told us. There's no quarterback controversy. It is Chance Mock,
well,
period.
What kind of pectoral muscles does Chance Mock have?
Well, Chance, he's a little softer around the middle section, but it was undoubtedly he's the next in a great line of college quarterbacks at the University of Texas. And I think our fans will come out and they'll support Chance. And And we've already have I'm answering emails and phone calls this morning about the love for our fans have for Greg Davis and Chance Mock and our offense. So I think it's going to be a great deal.
And the offensive line was really opening up some holes for Seth Benson.
We have 7 350-pound linemen, John, and we have great linemen at the University of Texas. Like Coach Royal told me, you know, you want the sizable guys, the guys that the big beef out there. So, and that's what we have. And I think Benson had 40 yards on about 69 carries. So I think where we're going with our running game is perfect.
Well, Coach, you know, I don't know if you had any chance to pay attention to anything else going on around the conference. Did you get to see the Ags? It's, you know, it's supposed to be fantastic over there. I don't know if you got a chance to take a look at that.
Well, I did get a chance to replay, and while it was impressive, it's I'm disappointed that my friend here in the seat next to me was treated like he was, and he's one of the great coaches ever in college football. But that's okay, and we move on, and we understand that. But I'll tell you, we're not going to talk about a lot of other games on this show, Lance. We're not going to talk about last week's games. We're not going to talk about this week's game. We're not going to talk about games in the future. So, and that's my philosophy on this.
So we're going to kind of
we're not going to talk about any games.
We're just kind of sticking with, you know, what we're supposed to do, I guess.
Coach Royal, he'll tell us when we can talk about other games, and we'll do whatever Coach Royal wants to do. And Sally, you can't forget Sally. She'll henpeck me and tell me to talk about the OU game eventually.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the opportunity to talk with you this week. And of course, we appreciate Coach Locum on the mobile, too. So, guys, we appreciate your time. And, Coach, good luck. You got a bye week this week, then you got Arkansas next. Well, you've got another game coming up next. I'm sorry.
That's right. It's one of the toughest schedules in the nation. And Coach Slocum wants me to remind you that we are going to have some special guests, and he's looking for Beano Cook to join us next week.
Well, that'll be great. Well, we appreciate that, Coach. Thanks for joining us this week. It's always great to have you on. Good luck.
Okay, guys, and hook up.
Okay. Right. Coach Mac Brown on a mobile with Coach Slocum on a mobile, and next week it's going to be Beano Cook on a mobile.
Yeah.
So we got that to look forward to.
We got a lot to look forward to.
Thanks to Gordon Richardson and Associates for bringing us all of that. It's 7:54 right now, Sports Radio 610.